Drag racing. You started that in the 80s.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I got sidetracked there.
I don't see the connection here between rock and roll.
Well, there's a connection for sure, but I loved cars so much, and I loved making cars make power, and I learned everything I could learn about a car and about an engine, a transmission, and everything else.
Yeah.
And it started as fun, you know, street racing for a couple of dollars on the street with a Camaro, you know, and then it ended up being pro stock. You know, it just went from one thing to the next. And it's wonderful to say that I know everything about these vehicles and I can do it.
Yeah.
But I got so sidetracked from the musical part that I couldn't juggle the two.
One of them had to give, right?
Well, you know what? They both ended up giving.
That's even worse.
You know, that's sort of what ends up happening. Yeah. And look.
Was it a costly venture?
It was ridiculous. And I didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing everything myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are running a professional race car against guys that have like huge budgets and tractors and trailers and all kinds of things. And here I am doing it all myself on a shoestring.
Yeah.
Borrowing $600 to buy slicks. You know, like it was ridiculous. But I love the racing. I love the mechanics of it. And I actually like the people in racing.
Yeah.
They're very much like the metalheads in metal music.
Oh, okay.
You can't really tell one from the crew, you know?
They're
cool people, you know? Yeah. It's not like roundy round racing like NASCAR. Those guys are a little different and Formula One's even worse because those guys don't even want to know their crew.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm saying in drag racing you're talking about realistic down to earth people that eat tube steaks, which are hot dogs, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, cook them on the headers in foil. Yeah. When you're at the drags.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. So those kind of people are great, fun people. They're very much like rock and roll people. They love rock and roll too.
Yeah.
So
those go hand in hand.
They're great people. But again, the most fun part was the early days. Fixing up the car, fixing up the engine, you know, street racing the car. Yeah. But that took me away from the music too. And I did a lot of sidetrack with that. So, you know, I said at some point, that's it, I can't do
this. How long did you do it for?
I did it throughout most of the late 70s and into the 80s.
It's quite a while.
Yeah. So, you know what? It was too much. I had to back off from it and couldn't afford it anyway.
Okay? Yeah. So
it was ridiculous. But listen, maybe that's one reason, you know, God made me not make money in music so that I wouldn't spend it all on cars.
On hot rods.
Yeah, you know, so that's good. That was kind of a blessing in disguise. But, you know, I still love cars. I still read about cars. My friends who do cars still call me up for advice on what to do with a certain engine or a certain tranny or whatever because I still remember it all. But, and I was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
My cars went fast, man. They worked.
They looked it was like, fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Did you win a lot of races?
Yeah, I won my fair share. Not at the pro level.
No.
Okay. At the pro level, no, but we qualified.
Okay.
And then when you're qualifying in a 165 car field and you've only been in the game 3 months.
That's pretty damn good.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Qualifying top 16.
Yeah.
You know, so we qualified, but listen, there wasn't enough time to take it from top 16 to top 5.
You would have to.
It wasn't enough money either.
No.
There would have had to be money.
But you would have to drop music altogether to focus on that.
And I would, yeah, that
would.
And
there was no way that was going to happen.
No way.
Yeah.
No way that was going to happen.
But it was fun. So no regrets.
It started becoming not fun.
Yeah.
Just like music.
Yeah.
So I left.
Yeah.
As soon as it became not fun and it was all pressure, I saw myself at the drags and most of the time, instead of being in the car running it or whatever, I was in the pits getting ready for the next race and changing carburetors or changing clutches or whatever, you know, not like they say, if you're working in the pits, you're not ready to race, you know, like you're not really ready to race if you've got to work in the pits.
Yeah.
That's like saying I'm ready to go on stage with my guitar, but they're not in tune. I spend all my time tuning them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, so I still love cars. I still love people who love cars.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, because you can't work on cars today. New cars are...
It's impossible. Nothing you can do. The motor's covered.
Yeah, nothing you could do. It's all computers. But you know what? Occasionally I run into guys with an old Challenger, a Camaro, or Corvette, or whatever, and I'll hang out with them, and we'll start making it go faster just as a hobby. Yeah. But that's about as far as cars goes with me now. The only thing I kept was my tools.
You still have those.
Well, It's hard to get rid of your tools.
Yeah.
Even though they're not any good anymore because they're all measured. I think everything's metric now. And
my all metric.
My tools are not metric.
Standard, right? Yeah. Yeah. All right.